David Cameron wants a larger piece of the rapidly growing Chinese market for UK firms, hence this major charm offensive. Foreign Office Minister Jeremy Brown says it's a high-powered delegation.
Five members of the British Cabinet travelling to China, what would be a really important high-level opportunity. It's the first time since he became Prime Minister that our Prime Minister has visited Beijing, and it's a really good opportunity for us to further strengthen the relations between Britain and China. We want to have a partnership for growth between our two countries.
British exports to China are growing fast, but remain relatively small compared to other markets. And having just announced swingeing public spending cuts, David Cameron wants to use trips like this one to China to boost Britain's private sector. But there is competition. The Prime Minister's seen France recently announce billions of euros worth of deals with China, and Germany is outpacing the UK too, according to Vanessa Rossi, an economist at the Chatham House Foreign Affairs think tank.
The numbers we're seeing for Germany this year are incredible growth, 50-60% in Germany's exports to China. China likely to become Germany's number two trade partner over the next year or so. So we can see how important it is.
China's recently been the subject of fierce criticism, much of it from the US, for maintaining its currency, the yuan, at low levels, making its own exports cheap and imports uncompetitive. But Business Secretary Vince Cable, already in China ahead of Mr. Cameron, says it's not the UK's place to tell Beijing what to do on this issue.
I certainly haven't come here to lecture the Chinese on their exchange rate policy. Let's be very clear about that.
Britain's vocal human rights lobby is putting pressure on David Cameron to raise concerns over China's record while in the country. Downing Street says human rights will be raised, but it's not clear over which issues, and it's not likely to dominate the trip. Instead, compliments will be lavished upon the Chinese government for what's been achieved. Jeremy Brown.
We recognise the amazing progress that has been made in economic terms in China, now the second biggest economy in the world. But also, of course, there's a long way to go. It's an enormous country with an enormous population. We think there are real opportunities for our countries to work closely together, particularly in the economic sphere and trade sphere.
Among those taking part in the visit are bosses from premier UK companies such as Rolls-Royce, Barclays and Diageo. The coalition government hopes that by the time David Cameron returns to Britain later in the week, several multi-billion pound deals can be announced as a demonstration of the potential for UK firms to expand their take of the Chinese market. This is Ollie Barrett in London for The World.